This Friday, teachers at Myers-Gunung Elementary School are going to test students' general skills in reading and writing to assess the loss of learning during the summer. Julie McIntyre is the principal at TUSD's Myers-Gunung, where dozens of elementary school children attended a summer program designed to keep their brains working. She says having that program in her Southside neighborhood was crucial.
Students in our area, particularly students of a low-income neighborhoods, certainly not all of our students fall into that category, but they're not in an environment like the middle class or wealthy environments are able to provide for their children. They do not have a supply of books. They don't typically own a vehicle to drive to the public library.
With budget cuts to K-12 education in the state, many school districts have had to eliminate summer schools and summer programs. McIntyre says she's making sure there's something for her students during the summer, especially those who would otherwise sit at home and watch TV while their parents are at work.
We had 5 classes. 4 of them are funded off of my budget, and we anticipate setting aside a budget line for summer school every fiscal year. So no matter what our budget rolls in as at the beginning of the fiscal year, we will always reserve anywhere from $11,000 to $18,000 to run a summer school program.
The Arizona Department of Education recognizes there is a significant loss of learning during the summer. John Huppenthal, the state school superintendent, says not only is there a huge setback in those couple of months, there's a noticeable difference on the first day of school between students in different socioeconomic classes, particularly in reading.
The poor fall further and further behind as the school years go by. So we are putting on a major push through our 21st century program and also through the Title I to create summer school.
There are many students and families across the state who cannot afford to pay for summer programs and who don't have free summer program opportunities at their schools. Huppenthal says some students, however, have family members who take them to public libraries to read.
So we see those type of outcomes all the way from students from poor neighborhoods whose parents care deeply, who are literate themselves despite their economic circumstances, and they get to the library every single week. But we also see the other end of the spectrum, students watching TV for 6-8 hours a day, not getting any speaking opportunities, not getting any reading opportunities, not getting any mathematics opportunities, not going to the museums, the zoo, not fully participating in life.
Gary Huggins is the CEO of the National Summer Learning Association. He says his organization has been researching how to help close the achievement gap during the summer.
Most kids in the country are losing more than 2 months' worth of math skills over the summer, and low-income kids also lose 2 to 3 months in reading skills over the summer. Those losses in reading skills are cumulative, and there are studies from Johns Hopkins University, for instance, that have shown that up to two-thirds of the achievement gap in reading by the ninth grade can be attributed to summer learning loss.
Huggins says the achievement gap between low- and high-income families with children born in 2001 or later is 40% larger than those born 25 years earlier. On a recent weekday morning, about 75 young kids and teenagers are at a clubhouse for the Boys and Girls Club in Midtown Tucson. Some are playing basketball, there's a group of girls lined up outside the arts and craft room, and a few are reading books. Daniel Miranda is a clubhouse director. He says having a place to go during the summer can make a big difference for kids who live in bad neighborhoods. Miranda says when he was growing up, he attended the Boys and Girls Club.
If I didn't have the Boys and Girls, I don't know. I probably would have been stuck with one of my tios or my tias or, you know, aunts or uncles or something, or worst case scenario, made to stay at home with my older sister, and I probably would have found a way around that and been running around the park, street, getting into trouble. I mean, the neighborhood we lived in, the west side of town, was not the best. Almost every night I heard the police helicopter out every night. I heard sirens almost every night growing up. The Boys and Girls Club in that area seemed to just kind of be kind of the safe haven.
Lawmakers, including Huppenthal when he was in the state legislature, have pushed for a 200-day school year. Some schools in the state already implement that model, which is about 20 days more than the standard academic year. But Huppenthal says there is research that shows conflicting results when it comes to longer school years. He says school districts could help fund more summer programs, especially in troubled neighborhoods, by establishing private-public partnerships at a local level.
We always have to do more of that, and we want to get our businesses more involved and engaged in the education system.
Education experts, school teachers, and state officials agree that there need to be more efforts during the summer to stop the achievement gap from widening. And as kids go back to school, teachers are finding there are no easy answers. I'm Fernanda Echavarri, Arizona Public Media.